Come, gather ye friends around your flickering campfires and...
No time for introing in your sleep, dear Uncle Bob. Bob, London needs the Silly History Boy Show!
Does it really, Pepper? At 3 a.m.?
Dear sweet unsinged Uncle Bob Bob, the city is on fire and the mayor is dilly-dallying!
Oh no!
The king needs to be told to bring the houses down. Get Mr. Peeps and tell Tombo and Bilbo to meet me at Pudding Lane with fire hooks and then-
Bilbo isn't here.
He didn't come to help you with the cider.
What do you take me for?
Oh, Bilbo, no! Fire hooks, Bob Bob, fire!
What did Pear Bear want?
Something about cider.
It's 3 a.m. Sunday the 2nd of September 1666 and I am hanging.
Oh wait, he said fire hooks.
Oh, we have fires here all the time. Ooh, let's have a look. Well, it's several streets away. Billingsgate, by the looks of it. Let us ignore this and go back to bed.
Yeah, Mayor's got it under control anyway.
Bloodworth? A silly man, I think.
Pear Bear did use the word dilly-dally.
Gosh, it must be serious.
Yeah, he normally saves that kind of colourful language for when I'm putting up a tent.
A very weak man, he seems to be.
Hey!
Not you, Bloodworth. Now come, boys, we must survey the damage to the Tower of London.
Robert? Robert, where are you?
I'm over here, Bilbo! Sorry, I lost you in the smoke. My bad.
Oh, it's okay, Robert. I was just worried. Why did you run towards the fire?
To help of the city. But alas, I fear that I have neither the brains nor the hands to prevent its ruin.
Be kinder to yourself, Robert. You are but one man.
The fire has travelled south down Fish Hill towards the River Thames.
What time is it?
I don't know. Dawn on Sunday? What? I threw all my watches to fight the fire. St. Magnus the Martyr?
What's that?
It's an ancient church, the first of many, no doubt. The Martyr. It's a sign!
Oh, boys, this eastern gale has turned this dilly-dally into a conflagration.
Conflag what?
A huge fire, Bob Bob. Oh, oh, God. Look, it's reached the riverfront. 300 houses, that'll be my guess. And the houses on London Bridge are burning. Where are those firehooks?
Mr. Peeps.
Tombo, how went the boat reconnaissance down Pudding Lane?
You would no doubt describe the fire in your diary as lamentable, Sam.
Oh, knickers. But good use of the word, Tombo.
Everybody's moving their stuff or flinging it into the river. Some folks are even staying in their houses right up until the fire touches them.
What? Why?
They do not have much in this world, Bob Bob. And what they do have, they fear being stolen. The pigeons and the poor will not leave their homes, but we must. Tombo, would you do me the honour of returning to my abode and helping with the removal of my possessions?
Of course.
I can help.
No, sweet Uncle Bob Bob. I have heard tell of your tent erection. You shall accompany me to Westminster to see the king.
Ha ha! Is there anything better than a chill Sunday morning, Jimbo?
We should be basking in the light of our Lord, my king.
Totally, oh bro-bro of mine. But whatever shall we do after?
Blaze! Blaze, my king! Blaze!
Secretary of the Navy? Really? But I do like your style.
Secretary of the Navy?
I have many hats, Bob Bob.
And what brings you bursting in here like a Puritan bubble, Peeps?
Why, my Duke of York, my king, the city is on fire!
Is that what that smell is? Oh, I thought it was my tunic from last night's festivities. Where's the fire?
Beyond the bend of the river, my king.
This is totally unrighteous. Last year we had that bummer of a plague, and now this. I'm supposed to be the Merry Monarch. I delivered England from those gloomy and oppressive Puritan buzzkills.
Is that what happened?
That's the narrative we're sticking with. And what is this, Peeps?
This is an Uncle Bob Bob, your Duke, and he has been instrumental in the collation of data and the heckling of puppet shows.
We better get on this pronto, lest the mood of the city shift for the worse.
Bit late for that now, my king, what with all your heavy-handed this-is-how-we-do-religion-now stuff and your crummy foreign meddling.
Policy. We call it policy.
That's why we started the whole second Anglo-Dutch thingy.
The data suggested it would be excellent for public morale.
And my morale? I've been really down lately.
And the bank balance. Let's not forget that.
Totes, bro, totes! And I'm back up.
Sick, bro. Sick.
My king, we need a plan. We need firehawks.
No way. Are they back together? They totally shred.
We need to break the fire.
Oh, right, for sure, yeah. Find Old Bloodworth and make it so.
Should you need the Royal Lifeguards, they're at your disposal. What is the extent of the damage, Peeps?
I shall leave Bob Bob to help you analyze the data, my Duke, and I shall offer the guards taxi!
Well, what is the extent?
I want to say... lots.
And you met my clerk, you say, Tombo?
Yes, Thomas Hayter. He's lost everything.
It makes me weep to see. Well, my possessions, thank you, Tombo. Looks like there's plenty of folks stashing their valuables in St. Paul's Cathedral. This is the furthest we can go, Tombo. We must take to our feet through the burning city.
So many people trying to save their stuff, Sam.
Well, let us hope that moving their goods to buildings of stone and brick will abate the destruction.
So how are we going to find this Mayor Bloodworth fellow, then?
This is the Silly History Boys show, Tombo. We will grope around in the smoke until we happen upon him.
Pull them down! Pull them all down!
And there he is.
What? That exhausted fellow over there, near to collapse, like a fainting woman.
Thank you for taking my direct quote upon your shoulders, dear Tombo. I would rather like the listener not to think less of me.
What about me?
You had your chance. Bloodworth! I say, Bloodworth! Firehawks, by order of the king.
Lord, what can I do? I am spent.
Couldn't find a woman to pee it out, eh?
Is that a direct quote?
Oh, yes, but he didn't say pee.
Oh, shut up, Peeps. People will not obey me. I have been pulling down houses, but the fire overtakes us faster than we can do it.
Doesn't seem like the houses are coming down.
The Duke of York has offered the use of the Royal Guard.
Peeps, this fire may well be consuming us, but I am determined to hold on to my dignity and civic authority. So I'm all right for the Royal Guard, Star. Right then, I'm off home to bed.
Hey, Uncle Bob Bob, what's this?
Ouch! Why are you shouldering me, man? I'm even putting a tent up.
It's a royal barge. Ha ha ha! Because we're on the royal barge. Come on, Bob Bob. Humor is a secret ingredient to surviving life's ups and downs.
Enough, brother. It's Sunday afternoon, and I've yet to tell the Lord how great he is. Oh, Lord, my God.
Brother James, please. He'll totes comprende. And, what with it being the afternoon, it's a totes approach time to get in on this blaze.
I suppose. It is nice to be on the water again. Reminds me of my royal adventuring into Africa days.
Adventuring? Cool.
Oh, yeah, my bro here, he's like well-dashing.
He even commanded the Royal Navy in this current war.
Ah, super cool. Tell me more.
Well, to mess with the Dutch, I immediately directed the fleet to capture forts along the African coast, as I was super keen to get involved in the slave trade. Talk about FOMO.
Oh, God. Please tell me less.
And here we are. Queen Hythe Dock. Let's do this. For the good of the city, Charlie boy.
Or a good bit of PR. You should Facebook Live it.
It can be both. Bob. Anyway. My good dudes of London, hear me. This is a total bummer. I know. But we must needs pull down the houses that stand in the fire's path.
And quickly. We look to be only about 100 meters from the fire.
Pull everything down west of the fire zone. I will send groups of soldiers and volunteers to various points of the city to check the fire's progress.
This wind is strong, my king. It is carrying the sparks towards Westminster.
But that's where all our stuff is.
Let us get to Charing Cross and oversee the fire breaks. Have the teams out smothering any embers that have reached the western end of Fleet Street. And somebody get me a bag of gold coins so I can hand out prizes to the best blazers.
I'll say this for you, King Charles. You have shifted gears.
Unsung hero, you might say.
Well,
so heroic that I'm already doing Monday stuff. Cool. Right, I think it's time to ride about for like 30 hours on my horse without a break.
Then you call me dashing.
Bob, send word downriver to the docks. Have bread brought from the Navy stores to feed the homeless and the destitute.
On it. How do I do that?
James, we need to help those people gathering in the camps, you know, on Moorfields and Spitalfields to the north of here, and set up a relief fund.
Yes, brother.
And let's make sure by the time we return to Westminster that our clothes are like totes wet and muddy and our faces black with soot.
Okay, I'm sold. What a guy.
Hearts and minds, Bob. Here, have a gold coin. Onward, Sir Raves-a-Lot. Yah!
They say this fire was no accident, Pear.
What are you talking about, Fariner? And who are they?
The vague and faceless peddlers of alternative truth. Patriots.
Horse feathers!
No, Pear, hear me out. Undercover agents. Foreign undercover agents with fireballs.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I started the fire, maybe.
Robert, that is madness. I was with you the whole time.
Well, you know what we untrustworthy foreign types like, tossing grenades and playing with matches. I must have done it.
The city is losing its mind. Listen, I know there's a war on, but we can't say all foreigners are to blame.
But it's easy, dear Bilbo. Easy and helpful. And I like to be helpful. How do you explain random houses nowhere near the fire going up in flames?
It's the wind, Robert. The wind is carrying burning flames.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Bilbo. I have made up my mind.
But there is absolutely no proof.
Proof? You want proof?
Oh, this'll be good.
It's totally gone all black bag. The first thing they do is mess with communications. You get me? The general post office burnt down this very morning. Explain that.
It's in the northernmost bit of the fire zone, in the Great Fire of London.
Yeah, you keep knocking back those blue pills, mate. You see this Monday's issue of London Gazette?
No.
Well, I managed to grab one. Lucky, too, as the printers had just gone up in flames, cutting us Londoners off from the truth. Strike two for the foreign menace.
This is insane.
Oh, you think everything you don't agree with is insane? Foreigners setting fresh fires, insane. The Coldstream Guards focusing less on firefighting and are more on rounding up suspicious foreigners, insane.
Can we please stop saying everything is insane?
I didn't. I said it's inhumane. Inhumane to keep me going on when I so clearly am guilty. You should wait here until the comforting wave of street violence washes over you and I'll go and hand myself in.
Robert, please, see reason. We need to... Ooh.
You there, I say, you there, foreign type.
Oh, no, I'm not a type. I'm from Leeds.
Northern?
Ugh. Come on, mate.
meat. I am the Duke of York, going out of my way, rescuing foreigners from the mob and attempting to keep order.
Well, help my French friend here. He's convinced himself that he's...
About whom are you talking?
Oh, no, Robert! Curses! He's off putting himself in real danger.
Come, gross northern monkey. Trust in your duke. I have, and I quote, won the hearts of the people with my continual and indefatigable pains day and night in helping to quench the fire. I shall unearth your Frenchman with the same zeal as if I were unearthing new opportunities in the growth market that is slave trading.
Gross.
Obey, Commodore Clippity-Clop. Yeah.
His name is Robert. Robert from Rouen.
See? There's one now. Shouting French place names in the middle of the street. Get that mysterious man.
Stop that right now. He's not mysterious. Just from Leeds.
Pepe, you're safe.
I'm so glad to see you, Bilbo. This whole episode on the Great Fire of London has been intense.
Oh, that's what this is. The Great Fire of London. Man, that's been bugging me.
Where have you been?
I met a new friend, a nice chap called Robert. But he's only gone and convinced himself of something totally unbelievable.
Nothing is unbelievable if you believe it. Foreigners with firebombs. Pear bears setting fire to bakehouses.
I did not burn down your bakery.
No, I did.
Oh, no.
Oh, hello. Who's this, then?
Robert!
Hello, friend. I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
What? Robert, it's me, Bilbo.
That's a nice name. Would you like a watch?
Don't eat it, because...
My tummy will get angry.
You know my work!
Robert, do you not remember me?
No, but you seem to remember me, which is nice.
Bilbo, have you been on the gluten again?
Robert, we've been together for the last 2 days.
Oh, were you on board too?
On board?
The ship just landed.
Hang on, if you've just landed, how could you have started the...
No need to quibble about the little details, Bear Bear. Now tell me more about this fire, young man.
Gladly, well, I've started it in Westminster and...
Fish yard.
Yes, some are, but the most are soft and succulent.
Okay, say it started in Pudding Lane.
Oh, of course, modern brain. I tell thee, I started it by throwing a crude firebomb through the window of
bakery.
Mercy bucket, yes, through the window of a bakery.
Hooray for the truth, Robert.
High five.
I'm afraid my high-fiving days are over. The weakness in my arms will not permit it.
Then how could he lob anything through a window?
Oh, no. And to top it off, the bakery had no windows.
Oh, no.
Again, why quibble over the little things? Come now, young man. Let's go get you arrested.
Oh, merci. That was very kind of you, Mr...
Fair enough.
Very kind indeed, taking time to help me settle in.
I think you'll find us very accommodating to our European cousin.
Oh, I do not doubt, monsieur. Right, let's go. I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. I won't know anyone there.
Don't you worry your simple little head, mate. Of course you'll know people there. How about the three members of the Ferriner family sitting on the jury that will eventually try... and hang you.
Drill. But promise me you'll strongly deny any wrongdoing and insist the fire was set on purpose.
Absolutely. How are you with extreme torture? You know, to iron out any inconsistencies.
You heard of a confessing Sam?
Nope.
Term in criminal psychology for a person who makes a false confession after a particularly widely publicised crime has taken place. Some confessing fans will admit to just one infamous crime, but others will confess to every infamous crime.
Man, that is really sad.
Yep, well, that's that for Robert. They'll hang him at Tyburn on the 27th of October, 1666.
Hey, chaps, what's up?
Nothing much, just being sad. What up with you?
Been helping Sam with this stuff. Hey, what day are we on?
Tuesday?
Worst day of the fire, then. The Duke of York's command post at Temple Bar was overtaken by the Inferno.
Oh, hey, chaps, what up?
Nothing much, Bob. recounting the Duke's efforts firefighting. What up with you?
Been down to Cheapside. Pick up a travel gift for Mrs. Pop-Pop.
Cheapside? Ooh la la. Someone's feeling flush.
Well, you finally gave me that fiver you owed me, and it's like 500 quid here.
Still, a luxury jaunt for you.
You're not really. It's on fire.
Oh. What's not on fire?
Well, Sam was hoping St. Paul's would provide a bricky refuge for...
Nope.
Oh.
Covered in wooden scaffolding, innit? Christopher Wren was giving it a bit of a makeover, and it burnt so hot that the lead roof went and ruined the place.
Did any churches survive?
Not many. 87 out of 109 burned.
Barking Church still stands. Sam's there.
The saddest sight of desolation I ever saw. Oh, hello, boys. Look at it. That's what's left of London, Wednesday the 5th of September, 1666.
At least the wind has dropped, Sam.
Mercy, at last. The great fire of London is over.
There's still a few small fires burning.
They will be dealt with, dear Uncle Bob-Bob. I dare say there will be coal smouldering in cellars for months to come.
People have lost everything.
That they have, Tombo. All those homeless refugees in the camps, without a rag or any necessary utensils, bed or board.
Scary stuff.
Well, everyone is feeling it. The king especially. He's fearing rebellion.
But they did all right, didn't they? You know, as lazy monarchs go.
Sure, but fear and hunger are untamable beasts. Why, there is already a panicked rumour that 50,000 French and Dutch immigrants have risen and are marching towards the camps to murder and pillage.
Oh my gosh, we must form a frightened mob, take to the streets and fall upon the foreigners and... Wait, sorry everyone. I need to let that heavy-handed slam on Thomas Farriner go.
All is well, Tombo, the mob is pushed back.
So how much has been destroyed?
13,200 houses across 436 acres.
That's like 500,000 king-sized beds.
Well, boys, this has been an adventure, has it not? To think you stumbled through a magic history door looking for a relaxing, dry history book, only to witness a pivotal moment in this great city's history.
I hope we did it justice.
You did not.
Well, I hope they can build it back less rude and impersonable. There, I said it.
Bilbo, I think I will miss you the least. Farewell. Bob-Bob, I'm sorry to say, Harry Potter World is actually in Watford, outside of London, and remains untouched.
No!
Tombo, I'm sorry that I could not witness your fire show, but with events being as they are...
I understand, Sam, but thank you.
And Pear Bear, you magnificent beast. Still wordless, I see. Well, this tragic sight can do that to a man. Farewell, boys. Godspeed. And good luck.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Oh,
it's King Charles II giving a declaration.
Wow, great eyes, Bob-Bob.
What? The king? Orating all out in the open?
Just go with it, Tombo. The end is nigh.
In the first place, this woeful experience in this late heavy visitation has sufficiently convinced all men of the pernicious consequences which have...
Hey, King! Blaze is done. You can speak normal.
Oh, hey, Uncle Bob-Bob. I told you he'd still be skulking around post-Blaze, bro.
The slug.
Right, I'm back to not liking these guys.
Okay, I'll speak all normal then. Anyway... I would like to thank the National Archives for the following. Firstly, the sad experience of the fire has shown us all the bad results of building with wood, and even with stone, and the good benefits of brick, which in so many places did not catch fire.
Come on then, fellows, let's go find that tea house and see if we can get home.
There we go. The Great Fire of London, September 1666.
You didn't fancy dragging out a dry epilogue?
The Rebuilding Act of 1670, just give the word, Tombo.
Please, Uncle Bilbo, the fire already did so much damage. Unless we can think
of it. It's amazing that only 5 people died, isn't it?
Now listen, hold up now, Pear Bear. I'm not too sure, you know?
You didn't even know this was the Great Fire of London. What do you know?
Hey, I'll have you know that I read up on the subject for 90, count them, 90 minutes.
He's a pro. Carry on, Bilbo.
What about indirect deaths? Like illness in the camps or people falling through fire-damaged floors searching for their stuff?
Come on, Bilbo. You know I only respect a direct body count.
Okay. How about this, then? The fire was hot.
Well, yeah.
Hot enough to melt glass, iron, and even pottery.
Go on.
It was hotter than a modern-day crematorium.
Okay, no, I see where you're coming from. Any remaining fragments of unfortunate Londoner could easily have been crushed or cleared away with the debris.
I'm not saying it happened. I'm just saying think about it, yeah?
No.
Wait, what's going on here?
I think the listener has robbed us! The cannon!
The chaise-lol.
The clean story sofa.
All replaced with mountains of stupid books.
We're back in the lolbury, you pleb.
Whew. Never have I been so glad coming to in a place of learning. I have previous.
Come, lads, we stink of smoke. Let us to the showers with our dirty narrative.
And you, dear listener.
I don't think they want to come.
No, I'm thanking them for all the story sofa moving.
And all the dragging of the cannon.
Listener, you are now complicit in aiding and abetting the Silly History Boy Show!
And for that, we are...
as always...
sorry!
Feel the Burn, Great Fire of London Part 2, or Episode 88 of the Silly History Boys, was written for you by the Silly History Boys. The part of Samuel Pepys was played by me, Stu, the Pear Bear Perry. The parts of Mayor Bloodworth and Charles II, King of England, were played for you by Will, Uncle Bilbo Tristram. The part of Robert Hubert, or Robert Hubert, whichever way around you want to do it, were played for you by your dear Uncle Bob, Rob Bond. And the parts of Thomas Farriner and James, Duke of York, were played for you by Tombo Furmore. Zip Zop Splats and Bangs came from Zapsplat.com. Thanks, Zapsplat, or is it Zapsplat.org? One of those. It's all good. Just type in Zapsplat in Google and you can get it. Music also has come from Zapsplat.com. Thanks, Zapsplat. And of course, thanks as ever to the wonderful Rob Mr. Fast Fingers Tristram for the intro music. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get in touch with the Silly History Boys, you can send us an email. We've got an email at sillyhistoryboysshow@gmail.com. You can hit us up on the FaceTubes and the social medias and the Twixes and all that kind of stuff. I don't think we've got an Instagram. Have we got an Instagram? Have we? I don't know who I'm asking. There's no one here. But we're on all the other ones. Also, feel free to, like, you know, drop us some money on the Ko-Fi. We like money. It's good. We can buy coffee with it on the Ko-Fi. Is it coffee or is it Ko-Fi? I don't know. I'm rambling. Anyway, I'm going to go now. Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an excellent episode this week. Well done, Bilbo, for writing it. Well done, everyone, for being so brilliant. I'm just saying this now. I'm recording the credits before I've even heard it. So they may have been absolute rubbish, but I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were great, because if they were rubbish, Bilbo would just make us do it all again. So there you go. Peep behind the scenes. Bilbo's a tyrant. Thanks, everyone. Okay, bye!
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't gif with you now. I'm just in the process of cooking and finishing my second chicken dinner. Okay, bye!
That, dear listener, was a little voice note for the Silly History Boys. Because whoever gets their lines done first gets a chicken dinner. And it's me. It's me and my chicken dinners. Okay, where were we?